There, there. Do not cry, little mother. It is all right. We will live.
Oh, Tasso, my son. What can we do? All is lost now. The factories have closed. Oh, we have but a few thousand drachmas. And then what? Oh, if only your father were here.
I will work, my mother. Work as my father worked when he was young. And we will live in a small house and we will be happy.
Oh, you are brave, my son.
And why not? Do not our friends still honor us? They do not care that we are poor. See, only this morning I have received an invitation from Sonia Kasrovsky to a great party in our home.
Little Sonia, You still love her, Tasso?
Yes, mother.
It was your father's dream that you should marry her. That someday the fortunes of the Vladimirs and the Kasarovsky should be united. Oh, but now we are poor. Oh, thank the good Lord that Monsieur Kasarovsky did not suffer the same fate.
I too am glad for them, little mother. They are rich and they are still our friends. But we too will soon be rich again. I will make much money. Then I shall marry Sonia and we shall all be happy.
You will ask her to wait for you, my son?
But of course. At the party, I will tell her how things are with us. Oh. Sonia, we'll wait.
Our radio play this week, The Field of Honor, is based on a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, that remarkable magazine which is read by more people than any other publication in the world. The American Weekly magazine is distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
Come out to the garden, Tasso. There we can talk. Oh, it is so good to see you so brave.
You know, then, of our misfortune?
Father has told me. I was so afraid that you would not come tonight.
Sonia, you did not really think that I would not come. I had to see you, had to tell you, talk to you. It may be many days before I will again hold you in my arms.
Days, my Tasso? You are going to leave me? No, I will not let you go.
Sonia, I must work. I must rebuild my father's fortune. You do not understand. It is gone, swept away.
And you would have it sweep you away too, away from me.
Oh, no, my Sonia. I only want that you should wait a little time. That is all.
And I will not wait, Tasso. I love you and I will work with you. Together we will find happiness. It does not matter that you are poor now.
I cannot ask it, Sonia.
It is the only way. I would be miserable waiting, happy only at your side.
But your father, he would not allow it.
Father would want it so. See, the light shines in his study. Go to him now and tell him.
Sonia, my darling.
Go to him, Tasso. Tell him that we will marry. I will wait here.
Sonia, you are sure it is the thing you want to do?
Of course. Go through the garden and knock at his door. But first, a kiss for luck.
Oh, my darling. Now I ask him. I will be back in a little minute.
I will be waiting, Tasso.
Who is it?
It is I, Tasso Vladimir. May I speak with you, sir?
One moment. So, you have come. It is good. I have wanted to talk to you.
And I have something to say to you, sir.
Perhaps what I have to say will make it unnecessary. Do you know that it was against my wishes that you were invited here tonight?
Monsieur.
Your father was my friend. When he died, he left a great fortune in your care. You have let it slip away.
But surely no one could foresee...
Fools cannot foresee. My fortune I still have. You have been a fool, and you are unwelcome in my house. After tonight, you will not come here. You will not see Sonia again until you have made the name Vladimir an honorable one.
As you wish, monsieur.
Now, you wish to say something.
You have said it all. Good night, Monsieur Kasarovsky.
Tasso, is it you?
Yes, Sonia.
Tasso, what is the matter? You have seen my father?
Yes, I have seen him. He has forbidden me to come here to talk to you again.
No, Tasso, what are you saying?
Sonia, why did you not tell me that your father did not wish me to come tonight?
But that was because he thought you would not wish to see your friend.
It was because he does not want me to see you, little Sonia. This is goodbye.
No, Tasso, it cannot be.
Sonia, you will wait until I have again much money? Please, sweetheart. I have not the right to ask, but It will not be long.
No, I will not wait, Tasso. I will go with you tonight. We will show my father he cannot treat us as he does his servants.
But, Sonia, we cannot do that.
We will do it. You will take me to the home of your cousin. There I will send my father a letter saying I will not return until he has given his permission for us to marry.
He will never consent.
Oh, you do not know my father. He is a stubborn man. But I, Sonia, can be more stubborn. Come, Tasso. We will show him.
Unfortunately for Tasso and Sonia, Monsieur Kasarovsky did not consent. Instead, he brought charges of kidnapping against Tasso. And when Sonia sent word to the police that she had not been kidnapped, her father accused her of being mentally incompetent. Finally, Tasso and Sonia were married, and her father swore vengeance on them both.
Tasso, my friend! Trasviti Kakuzovites, I'm so glad to see you.
Ah, Sergei, my friend.
Is it true, tell me, that you and Sonia have married? I have heard so, and that your father-in-law is furious.
Yes, Sergei, we have married. Without Monsieur Kasarovsky's permission. Perhaps someday he will forgive.
What does it matter what he thinks? You're happy. You have a beautiful bride. Come into the cafe. I will drink a toast to your health.
Thank you, Sergei. You are always my good friend. Eh?
Tell me, Tasso, how does it go? You are getting on, no?
Well, I found a small position. I'm only a clerk, but we are happy.
And Sonia, has she really been disowned?
Yes, that is true.
Bah! What does it matter? Here is the cafe. Let us go in. Ah, there is a table. It is good to hear the music and gaiety again, no?
There are many people here today, eh?
Garçon, bring the wine. Cordon bleu.
Oui, monsieur. Do you wish anything else?
No, merci. That will be all.
Ah, see, the entertainment starts. It is Maribot. Is she not beautiful? Not like Sonia, it is true, but beautiful.
Wait until you have seen her dance. Ah, there she is. All Athens is at her feet. Tell me, is she not glorious, Tasso?
Yes, she is beautiful.
And now, to your health, Tasso, and to the health of your bride, the lovely Sonia.
May we always have friends like you.
Look, there is the Count Almont. He is with a party.
Ah, they have seen us. I do not like it. Well, Monsieur le Comte was also Sonia's suitor, the choice of her family.
Do not worry. See, they come to congratulate you.
I hope that you are right.
Greetings to you, Monsieur le Comte. You will join us in a toast to Tasso, the fortunate one, no?
I am happy to greet you, Sergei. But myself and my friends, we cannot drink to the health of the fortune hunter.
Monsieur le Comte, you do not realize what you say. Surely you know that Tasso and his wife have severed all relations with her family.
You see, my friend, the fortune hunter failed. He won the contest, but he lost her fortune. You hear, my friends? He lost. He has a wife that no one would marry except for money, and she has none.
Monsieur le Comte, that is an insult. There's your answer, monsieur.
Hell, the fortune hunter challenges the Count, ha!
Perhaps you too would like to feel the keenness of my blade. You may have that honor.
He would duel with both of them. The rabbit challenge.
And you too, monsieur. Oh!
That's so. It is not necessary to fight all of them.
They have not only insulted me, but my wife. I challenge each one of them to defend himself. Sergei, Will you act for me?
With pleasure, my good Tasso.
Arrange the details and come to me at my home.
Good day, gentlemen. Here is the place.
Good.
So they wait. There is one of the seconds. Now, Monsieur Lecoq will be the first.
And the others?
Well, he has chosen the sword, some swords, other pistols. First you will fight Monsieur Lecoq with swords, then his friend Fivet with pistols.
Let us get started. In what order I fight does not matter.
Good morning, Monsieur Vladimir. You are ready?
We are ready, monsieur.
May I suggest that we start at once? The others wait their turns, and we may have interference from the police.
I am ready.
And you, Monsieur Lecoq?
Ready.
Your weapons, monsieur. En garde. A point.
Monsieur Vladimir wins. Monsieur Lecoq has been disarmed.
You will accept my apologies, Monsieur Vladimir.
Merci, Monsieur Lecoq, tellement. I return your sword. Sergei, who is the next?
You will now fight Monsieur Fivet with pistols.
Good. I'm ready.
Gentlemen, choose your weapons. Monsieur, you will stand back to back. You will make the usual 10 paces and fire on my signal. Tire!
Oh, Monsieur Fivet has been shot in the heart. Tasso, are you injured?
No, no, my friend.
It is your wife, Tasso.
Tasso, my beloved, you are not hurt. Tell me you're not.
No, no, Sonia, I am all right. But why are you here? You should be at home.
No, no, Tasso, you must not fight anymore. See, here is father. Father, tell him that he must not fight these others.
No, my son. It will be unnecessary. They have all left.
I do not understand, Monsieur Kasarovsky. Do you mean that they have left the field of honor?
All have gone, my son.
It is true, Tasso. They offer their apologies.
Darling, you are brave.
And you, Monsieur Kasarovsky, why are you here?
To welcome you as my son-in-law.
But I do not...
You have proved yourself a man of honor. A man worthy of my daughter. My hand, Tasso.
The story from which this dramatization was taken will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Remember, the only way you can get your copy of the American Weekly magazine is with a Hearst Sunday newspaper. No other newspaper can supply it.